think what a mezzo forte would mean to you and sing at that level. Experiment. Take a good breath together.
The old songs, the old songs, the good old songs for me. I love to hear those minor chords and good old harmony.
So gentlemen, attention up here, you do what I do, but lips are closed, all right? So. A little bit now. We're going to take count in, breath, sip it in through a straw over four count, hiss out for eight. Try to use every single bit of air that you have so you get to the end of the eight counts, right? So breathing in, one, two, three, and out. Use it all, and you should be out. So if you have any left, you didn't push hard enough. Get more air going. And again, please in, one, two, three, and out. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. I'm looking across the room right now, and I'm seeing a little bit of this, which I want to get rid of. Okay, let's get those feet. Nice, good, we call it second position, right? Okay, feet shoulder width apart. Get that tush rolled up and under. Okay, right under the shoulders. Expanded rib cage up here. If I see this collapse kind of stuff, you are sorely diminishing the amount of air that you can pull in here. Plus, it's just going to make you not feel good, as we say. So let's get some better posture. We don't have to be tense and stiff. We do have to be wide and open up. Again, breathing in. One, two, three, and out. And a one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Good. An unpitched lip trill, bubbles, motorboats. We call them all different things. Enjoy your own speed of pace. Loosen it up. Get the facial muscles all worked in there. This pitch now still on the motorboat and just go 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 down the scale. 1, 2, ready and go. Good. Even though we're doing motorboats, what I don't want to hear is and have this weird accent. Make it as legato as possible. Think about having an E vowel behind the lip trill. Okay? So it's going to be rather than. Okay, E. One, two, again, and go. Good, keep going. Good. Now the first two pitches we'll do with a lip trill, and then we're going to change to a full-on E after that. So it's going to be... Hey, Brett. Welcome, sir.
As far in the house.
As far as in the house, right? Let me set you up with a guest board. And you want to start out in center section or lead? What do you think?
I'm a very I can probably try
barrett. Oh, his dad was very
My dad.
Yeah.
Well, start off in lead. Let's see what happens.
All right.
Thank you. First two on a lip trill, and then open up to the E vowel. One, two, ready, and go. Good. I heard with lots of air, and also we went through that compensated sound that we do not want. Okay, so take your laxative and try that again. One, two, again, and go. Everything up dynamically so it's not quite as loud. Give me a nice mezzo forte. Two, again, and sing. The third. third scale degree, the one that we've been talking about ever since I think I've come on here 6 months ago, right? It's a little flat and under. What key was I in? One, two, again, and go. Let's go up a little higher. Let's start here. Ready and sing. Lighten it up. Before, but this is just to work on a little bit more legato phrasing and stuff right here. So this is between ah and o. The only difference between those two vowels, right? Lips. It's not tongue. It's not anything happening inside the mouth. It's not teeth part changes. Okay? It's all just ah, o. All with the lips. Right? We're going to go on making the lips move and nothing else. One, two, ready and go. Oh, we're going to go, Iowa. Just to welcome David. Okay? Be here.